Weekend and Blinding Lights. And before that was Black Eyed Peas. And let's get it started. Roisin, how are you? Roisin Riley, our head of marketing at Today FM. How are you?
Good morning, Allison. How are you? I'm really excited for this.
I know. We were both saying, I revealed to the nation, I hope you don't mind, but on our phone call yesterday, we were both like, we're kind of nervous.
Yeah.
But good. As Ed Smith calls it, nervited. Nervous and excited.
Yeah. Well, I am nervited for all of the finalists. Yeah.
It is. It's been a gorgeous campaign. And, you know, this year we were worried because we weren't going to be able to do it the same way we did last year, what would happen. And it's just been even more incredible. And we've had even more entries this year.
Definitely. Yeah. And I think if ever there was a year where Soundtown came to life, it was 2020.
Absolutely.
I mean, we had a great year last year and lots of entries and lots of interest. But I think this year we did what a lot of people did, which was, you know, we went virtual in lots of ways.
Yeah.
Like last year, you got to visit all of the towns and you got to broadcast from the winning town and far town.
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't stop us. So we found a way around it. And there was even more entries this year and with the year that was in it.
Absolutely. Like. And I found myself when I was reading all the entries. And at the beginning of the show this morning, I thanked everybody who took the time to sit down and write an email to us, even if they weren't a monthly winner or our overall winner. But every email I read, I would get goosebumps. I can just go, this is just so powerful. And it reminds me so much of why this is such an incredible country.
And that's definitely it. You know, COVID has brought out the best in people.
Yeah.
And that was something that was really evident through all of the entries.
Absolutely.
Just that sense of community, the true sense of what community means.
Yeah.
People looking out for each other, people concerned about the well-being of people in their community, mm-hmm. anything they could do to help.
It's amazing. And I think, as we said, you know, the importance of it, like, why is it so important that we're running this, you know, the Cadbury Dairy Milk Soundtown 2020?
Yeah, I think, you know, in fairness, it's that sense of community. And I know, and you know, from our conversations with Cadbury is, mm-hmm. you know, it's as I said, it's about people, but community is so important in so many ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, there was never a conversation that we wouldn't run the Cadbury Soundtown this year, because it was even more important.
Yeah.
Also, that €10,000 prize, like, that is
amazing,
an incredible prize. And if you imagine what a community could do with that.
Yeah, exactly. And we last year, Fartown decided to put in, just to remind people, to put it into a credit union account so that anybody in their community could access it if they needed to. And basically, the reason why Fartown won last year is their Jeremy and Melanie, a gorgeous couple.
Yes.
I stayed in touch with them.
Yeah.
Their house was rebuilt by their community. So, Roisin, if it's okay, we're just going to give us a reminder of what it can mean to win this award.
Back in March, on the 2nd of March, our old 400 years old thatch cottage burnt down. And all the neighbors rallied around, even while it was burning already, saving all our belongings from inside the cottage. So we lost the cottage that day, you know.
You lost the home.
We lost the home, you know. And then after that, they more or less helped us mourn like if it were.
Yeah. I know, it's emotional.
And the people of this town, they not only rebuilt a house, they rebuilt a home. And so the winner is Fartown in Glenamaddy, County Galway.
Congratulations! Oh my gosh, Jeremy and Melanie, how are you?
Very good.
So we really loved meeting you guys, and the story, very quickly, because we'll hear it in greater detail when we're there next weekend to award you the check, was that you had your house burnt down and the community rebuilt it for you, and you weren't even aware that they were going to be doing this, and the spirit that they showed to you and the kindness was remarkable. So that's why Fartown is the winner. Jeremy, how do you feel?
Overwhelmed.
Oh, it's lovely to hear that again. And of course, that was a brilliant show last year as well. I
can't believe that's a year ago.
I know, I can't believe it either.
If we knew then what we know now.
I know. So we've got 8 communities representing 8 different counties all ready to go,
mm-hmm.
and we are only a moment's away. We need to obviously speak to Tig and Derry Fleming to see who's going to be the overall winner, but
you're excited.
I'm very excited.
We're excited. I understood no.
That is Lady Gaga, Rain On Me, 1027, Alison Curtis with you on Weekend Breakfast. Oh my God, my heart is going a million miles. It is very exciting. It is our Soundtown Dairy Milk, our Cadbury Dairy Milk, Soundtown 2020 competition. We are minutes away from announcing who the overall winner is. You heard from Roisin Riley, our head of marketing from Today FM, and she was on the judging panel. So was John Cadell from Today FM, and our other two judges were Tig and Derry Fleming in Kerry. How are you guys?
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
So exciting. I'm sweating. I'm sweating here.
So am I. Am I? Are you wearing blazers and jackets and dressed like Kamala Harris like I am?
We have the blazers on up top. It's on the other half, though. I don't know. We have shorts and sandals on, so.
Listen.
All business.
Listen, Derry, I wanted to ask you, the past year we've seen local communities come together in so many ways, and you guys did in Kerry as well.
Yeah, we did. Like the local communities throughout Ireland at the moment, like, really have kicked in, and it's shown a great community spirit throughout. It's just fantastic, like, to know that the most vulnerable in our society today, and those people who are in cocooning, mm-hmm. like the way they've been looked after, mm-hmm. and even from the entrance today, and for the last couple of months, is amazing. And each and every one, just from
looking
at it, there's a fantastic togetherness, like, and community spirit out there.
Absolutely.
And people actually don't realise what it actually means to these people.
Absolutely.
And it's tough times, like, and...
Yeah, no, it is.
Even up the road. Sorry, just up the road there now. I even had a neighbour, my next door neighbour, and her husband died, and, you know, with the restrictions and everything.
Yeah.
But, you know, I felt very emotional towards it, like the fact that you cannot go to these funerals, but yet we had to weigh up in our own mind, Maureen and myself, you know, we wanted to be there, and we did go. And when we met her, she just cried when we met her in the church. And we actually cried ourselves. Like,
yeah.
But we felt...
But it is. It's fantastic.
You know, people actually don't realise these things that are happening now. I don't want to keep it in a low mood. Like, but basically...
It's community.
We were happy a minute ago, Derry. Listen, Tig, I want to ask you as well, what about, like, the judging process, Tig? Like, it was difficult, wasn't it? Because all eight communities have such incredible stories.
They do. And when all this lockdown is over, we're going to visit every single one of them. But it is amazing. Like, each one is unique in their own way. Like, and even there, like, we did our homework. We know the ins and outs of each town. And it's amazing. Like, it was so tough to pick a winner. Do you know, going through one, like, we listened to all the interviews, we listened to the submissions, and we just kind of felt that, like, it was so tough. But there was obviously one that stood out to us that kind of did kind of pull the heartstrings a bit. And but, like, all of them deserve something, you know. And it's not even all of the eight. There's every town in Ireland, I'm almost positive, is the same, you know. They all come together, and it is, with this lockdown, it's tough. And, like, it's a great Irish thing, you know. I think it's community spirit at the heart of it.
Absolutely.
It's a fantastic thing. And, you know, but, like, as you said, the eight entrants, there can only be one winner.
In our mind, of course. Do you think I should start some tension music? I think I'll start some tension music. So,
please do. We have the party poppers here.
Excellent. Listen, Tig and Derry, thank you guys both for your time, for doing this for Cadbury Dairy Milk Soundtown. I think it really is only one thing left to do, which is for me to open an envelope that's been passed to me to tell me, Roisin, are you ready? Is everyone ready for a scream?
I'm nerve-ited.
The overall Cadbury Dairy Milk Soundtown winner 2020 is Kilmac Thomas in Waterford. Yeah. 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 Oh my God, Helen Power, you are the nominating person. Are you okay?
Oh my God, we're just ecstatic here. I can't believe it. Oh, it's just unreal. Oh, thank you so much. And thanks, Cadbury's. And
it's amazing.
It means the world to us, you know.
So listen,
we always knew we were the soundest, but now you all know.
Listen, we really, really wish, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, I wish I could be there with you guys today. You're in the heart of the Greenway, most beautiful beaches and mountains, and we're going to be speaking to a couple of other people from Kilmac Thomas between now and 11 o'clock about what makes you guys so, so sound. But Helen, for being the individual who nominated the community, we have a bonus prize for you.
Oh, serious?
Yes. We have for you a hamper full of delicious Cadbury chocolate.
Oh, plus, I never say no to chocolate.
No. You can share that if you want. Plus 500 euro.
Oh, my God. Oh, thank you so much.
Amazing.
Oh, you're unreal. You are amazing. And Cadbury.
Oh, amazing.
And I think I've eaten my weight in chocolate all week with the nerves of this. But look, I just got there. I can't thank you enough. I can't.
Listen, you had stiff competition. All the other communities were absolutely gorgeous and amazing. But you guys were chosen by the judges. And congratulations, Helen. And thank you for all of your back and forth with this as well. And it's so lovely. You guys are the Cadbury Dairy Milk Sound Town 2020. It's amazing.
It's Woo-hoo! Amazing, Alison.
Thanks, Callan. Thanks.
Cadbury Soundtown finalist. Kilmac Thomas, Waterford.
Since the lockdown especially, the whole village has come together as, you know, a group to help others. So everybody has a comrade. So you're looking out for everyone. We're the heart of the Greenway now. We're the heart and soul of the Greenway in Kilmac. It's gone from strength to strength, our village, because when the new road was built, Kilmac was bypassed, so it was kind of forgotten about.
Mm-hmm.
But the Greenway has given it a new lease of life, and anybody that comes here just loves it. And we've got lots of little groups that all intertwine and make one big, you know, whole mm-hmm. for our village. Like our social enterprise group this year brought out beautiful Christmas cards of the village. They are just beautiful. So there's so much that people give, and it would be just lovely to give something back.
Weekend Breakfast with Alison Curtis.